from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, September 7th. Coming up, beginning in the next academic year, all colleges and universities in Illinois will be required to have an undocumented student resource liaison. We'll hear from the person already doing that job at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Time is running out for lawmakers in Springfield to agree on a massive energy and climate plan that will stop Exelon from closing two of its nuclear power plants this fall. As Hannah Meisel reports, Exelon says it'll close its plant in Byron next week if lawmakers don't come through with nearly $700 million in ratepayer subsidies already agreed to months ago.
Holding up those subsidies in a larger energy and climate deal is disagreement about how to curb emissions from two municipally owned coal-fired power plants in Illinois, one of which is the state's largest carbon polluter. Environmental groups and Governor J.B. Pritzker say those plants need to start cutting emissions as soon as possible and be subject to permanent closure in the next 25 years. But Senate President Don Harmon says forcing plants to invest in expensive scrubber technology while also facing a hard shutdown doesn't make economic sense.
We are very open to being proved that some hybrid can work. My intuition is just that's going to be a real challenge.
Environmental groups' newest proposal would force the plants to cut emissions 45% by 2035 and all the way to zero by 2045. I'm Hannah Meisel.
2 weeks ago this morning, Illinois State University graduate student Jelani Day was seen on a campus security camera. That's the last time anyone who knows Day saw him. According to police, Day's wallet and abandoned car were recovered in the city of Peru, about 60 miles north of ISU. Carmen Bolden Day is Jelani's mother. She's anxious to see her son again.
If you see something that doesn't look right and you think it's him, call the authorities. Don't wait. Tell somebody, take pictures, record what you see. I need him.
Jelani Day is one of four children who grew up in Danville. ISU police say they do not believe foul play was involved in his disappearance. After rising to its highest level in 6 years, the flash index of the Illinois economy declined by 0.2 points in July and again in August. But the economist who compiles the index still isn't worried. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
University of Illinois economist Fred Gertz repeats what he said a month earlier. The flash index has reached a plateau after recovering from last year's COVID-19 lockdown and continues to show economic growth in Illinois.
We reached 106 and now it's 105.6, so it's down very slightly, but it means we're still continuing more or less at pace in terms of the recovery.
The flash index is based on Illinois tax receipts, with any number above 100 reflecting economic growth. Gertz says new COVID-19 concerns due to the Delta variant may have contributed to the current plateau, but he says the outlook remains positive for the U.S. economy, including Illinois, thanks to federal stimulus funding and pent-up consumer demand. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Parkland College in Champaign has expanded its hours for community COVID-19 testing. Testing is now available on campus Mondays from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., Tuesdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 1 to 4 p.m., and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Testing has also moved indoors to the Parkland College D Wing. Find more details at osfhealthcare.org/shield. Still to come, we'll meet the undocumented student resource liaison at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. Her conversation with IPM student journalist Farah Anderson is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A new bill signed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will require every college and university in the state to name an undocumented student resource liaison by next year. The liaison would help undocumented students, as well as those students under stress because a parent is undocumented, navigate challenges while at college. Farah Anderson of the Illinois Public Media Student Newsroom spoke with Dr. Giaconda Guerra-Perez, the University of Illinois liaison, about what will change for undocumented students.
You're going to be the undocumented student resource liaison for the University of Illinois. Can you tell me exactly what that position entails and when you're going to start moving into that position?
So, well, first of all, this is not a new position. So I think it's important that people understand the role. The way it is defined by the House Bill, now Act, is to encourage the universities to have somebody that will become a liaison for undocumented students on campus. It's mostly how we are formalizing something that many institutions have, you know, worked or established for many years now. So this bill will allow the campus during the current academic year to, you know, evaluate how we're going to carry out this. My understanding is that the act will have to be in place by the academic year 2022-2023.
And what kind of challenges do you believe undocumented students face while applying to and attending universities in Illinois? And have you thought about how you're going to address these challenges in this position?
You know, undocumented students face a variety of legal restraints to enter any institutions, and this has been for a long time. I think that we need to look at undocumented students as a whole, not as students with only one identity. People tend to, you know, frame undocumented students and if immigration status is their only identity. And that's not true.
And I've heard from some other undocumented student resource liaisons at other Illinois universities that they're kind of planning to form a statewide network to help undocumented students. Have you heard about kind of working in collaboration with other liaisons? And how do you think this network could change the experience of undocumented students in Illinois?
We have meetings, we have conversations, we share resources. We have been advocating for in-state financial aid. So we do have a network. Maybe it's not a formal yet, but there is a network of higher education colleagues across the state.
How do you feel about this position being more formal and kind of having this network more formalized throughout the state? And kind of how do you think it's going to change experiences for undocumented students in the state?
I feel that this recognized their students' humanity in some way. I think that this new act allows institutions to formalize many of the support services that had been offered in the past, but also helps us to be more proactive and be more in sync with the realities and the experiences of our students.
That was Farah Anderson of the IPM Student Newsroom speaking with Dr. Giaconda Guerra-Perez, the University of Illinois' Undocumented Student Resource Liaison. The position will be made official at all Illinois colleges and universities in the 2022-23 school year. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is off this week. The National Weather Service says it will be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 87 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Reginald Hardwick, Jim Meadows, and Farah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulmean. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.